Hey, this is Lacey, and today we're with Jennifer on SmartCast, our podcast. We've had you here before in the past, and we're so happy to have you back again.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk just a little bit about several of our favorite treatments that we have, including the Citron Candela device that we have, the Sublime and Sublative, as well as the Skin Pen. And then I want to talk to you a little bit, too, about the Nuba Firm that we have now, and the Nuba Tight, and the Nuba Freeze, and some of the results that we're getting from clients. And your mom got to have a treatment done too.
Yes, she did.
She also, after our last podcast that we had together, did decide to do the rest of her Scarlet. So I'm so glad that she did do that, and I want to hear about her results of that too.
Yes.
So let's start with the Sublime and Sublative.
So the Sublime and Sublative, the two main differences in that is the Sublime's going to be no downtime. It's using radio frequency to tighten and lift, and it's kind of a step up from our reaction and kind of two steps up from the RFT treatment.
Right.
So it's going to go deeper to tighten and lift. The most common areas we do will be neck, lower face and neck. Everybody seems to have really good results with that. Mm-hmm. The Sublative, you will have some downtime, usually about some 48 hours of redness, and you'll kind of have little grid marks from the Sublative because it is a laser resurfacing.
It looks like little squares. It kind of reminds me of like the back of a Band-Aid.
Yes.
Like that little dots
That's
from that.
A perfect way to describe it because it does look like that. Those two together work really good. I love pairing them and doing the Sublime first and then numbing and then doing the Sublative.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are really good treatments for
It's a great resurfacing and skin tightening too. And so a lot of times I'll also prepare clients by telling them, you know, that they can use the CeraVe anti-itch to help with the itching that they might have from that. And then taking like a Zyrtec will help as well, because that will help with anti-inflammation and then help reduce any systemic reaction that they could potentially have from that, just to calm it down.
Some people do have like a little bit of puffiness and swelling around the eyes just because of that sensitive skin. So don't do it
right before a big event.
Right. You need to give yourself at least a good, I would say 10 days before a big event, because you will have some dryness after it as well. So we like to bring you back within about 10 to 14 days for an elite ultrasound and probably dermaplaning to get all that dry skin off.
Yeah, but everybody loves the results from that. It makes a big difference. It kind of removes any surface level sun damage and hyperpigmentation, any of that dry skin, and just really gives a good resurfacing, which is really nice.
Yes.
Okay, so Skin Pen.
Skin Pen, one of my absolute favorites. I can't say my one favorite because I have a lot of favorites. Microneedling with the Skin Pen. Of course, we would numb you first. You can do it with or without your plasma, where we would draw your blood and spin it down to the plasma. We're also offering exosomes if you don't want to have your blood drawn, which is the plant stem cell that will, both of them will help with redness, inflammation. So it's going to speed up your downtime and also speed up your results. But you can also do it with just the Gly, which is an antioxidant gel that we use. But it's going to
peptides in it,
Yes, and it's going to help shrink the pores, tighten. It's going to help with the deeper lines and fine lines. It'll help with some hyperpigmentation as well. And any scarring. It's really good for acne scarring. You will need to do at least a series of three to see the big results. And if you have the deeper acne scarring, I would recommend doing probably six just to help smooth out those acne scarring.
How often do they need to do that?
A month apart.
So like 4 to 6 weeks apart.
Yeah.
And is it okay for them to do their regular facial services in between that series of skin tone?
Absolutely. I recommend them doing usually about 2 weeks after, because again, with this one, you will have some micro-peeling, flakiness of the skin, usually by day 3. So I recommend doing an Elite or a Hydrafacial or Diamond Glow, usually about 10 to 14 days after it as well. So they could still use their monthly in between each skin pin.
Mm-hmm. So the skin pin is actually one of the only, if not still the only, FDA cleared device for microneedling. And it has how many needles is on the tip of that?
14 or 15 maybe. I don't remember exactly how many needles are on that one.
Yeah, and then you can, you know, change the depth of penetration for the needles too, mm-hmm. to meet the patient's specific needs and what they're trying to address. So the skin pin, typically like the same day, is going to be kind of like a bronzy look, a little bit pink immediately post-procedure. And then the next day they just have a little bit of bronzing. And then day 3, especially for me, I peeled, mm-hmm. like my skin was peeling by day 3. So day 3, 4, I was kind of peeling, and then day 5, I was back to normal.
Yeah.
So we do have another option for microneedling that is kind of a baby version of a skin pin.
Yes.
So for people that don't want or can't have any downtime, tell me a little bit about the Luminous.
So the Luminous is going to be more of a superficial microneedling device. It's going to take care of more of your superficial problems, like maybe a brown spot that's new that's right there on the skin surface, which is hard for us to tell until we start doing it. It'll help fade those. It'll help shrink your pores as well, and help with some of the fine lines. But you will be pink, kind of like a sun-kissed pink right after, mm-hmm. and have a real pretty glow to your skin right after.
Yeah.
And again, you may have a little bit of micro-peeling and flakiness of the skin by day 3, especially if it's your first one.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients that come in a lot for those, their skin is really good in condition. They usually don't have any of the micro-peeling and flakiness.
Yeah. So if the Luminous is like the most superficial, and then the skin pin would be the medium depth, and then of course we've talked about Scarlet, mm-hmm. on every single podcast episode, it seems, and so the Scarlet would be the top of the line microneedling radio frequency treatment that we have, mm-hmm. And so those are all really have a great benefit, and then which one you would choose would just depend on your skincare journey and what exactly you're trying to accomplish and what you've got going on in your life at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're on the subject of like sun damage and hyperpigmentation, talk to me a little bit about the different chemical peels that we have.
So the different chemical peels we have, the they're Skin Medica's Illuminize peel. And with the Luminize peel, you will not peel with that one.
It's like a black tie then.
Yes, it'll give you a really pretty glow. So no peeling with that one. The next one would be your Vitalize peel. With that one, you will have peeling, usually day 3. I guess that's the magic number because everything is day 3. You will start peeling, and it's more than just the flakiness and micro peeling. You can peel in sheets with that one, and you don't want to pull it because it can leave hyperpigmentation marks and redness. So when you have the big places that start peeling, you just want to kind of cut that and just moisturize as much as possible.
And so what if someone didn't peel from the Vitalize peel? What would be your answer to them about that?
If they didn't peel with it, then you're still have gotten a good result with it. Not everybody's going to peel. So
the peeling is it's probable a side effect.
Yes. It's not a definite thing. Because I've done the more deeper one, which is
the Rejuvenize.
Yes, the Rejuvenize peel. And that one you would think, oh, I'm really going to peel a lot with that one. And I actually peeled more with the Vitalize than I did with the Rejuvenize. I had more of the micro peeling, mm-hmm. with the Rejuvenize. But the Rejuvenize does, it will go a little bit deeper to help with more of the sun damage and fine lines and even out your skin tone.
Yeah. So the chemical peels are going deep down into the dermis of the skin, and they are going to reduce sun damage and hyperpigmentation, as well as help with fine lines, wrinkles, and all over skin rejuvenation. And so while peeling is probable, it's not always guaranteed, and that does not mean that it's not doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. Sometimes people's skin are just so conditioned that they don't have skin that needs to be peeling off, and that's okay.
Yes.
So that's...
So don't think that it's not working just because you're not peeling in sheets. And again, you'll just, if you do have a lot of peeling, you'll want to make sure you moisturize. You can use retinol up until the day you start peeling. Once you start the peeling, if you peel, you will need to stop the retinol. And of course, you're not going to want to go work out and sweat a lot, because the salt from your sweat will cause more of a reaction and cause you to, your face will feel like it's on fire.
So don't do that.
So don't do that. I tried it. Don't do that.
So in addition to the Skin Medico chemical pills, we also carry several from SkinCeuticals. So walk me through the SkinCeuticals pills and which ones are your favorite, and why would we choose any of the SkinCeuticals pills over about like over one of the Skin Medico chemical pills?
So we do have one, the Advanced Corrective, that is going to be really good for hyperpigmentation. It will bring everything to the surface as far as the hyperpigmentation. So it's going to look worse before it gets better, and then it will start peeling. So that one is going to be someone that has more hyperpigmentation than normal.
Just it's kind of another step above the rejuvenize pill.
So it's just going to go a little bit deeper than the rejuvenize. And then we do have the lactic pills. There's one, of course, you won't peel with these two either. One's going to be really good for problematic skin if you have some breakouts. It's going to help clear that up. It's going to give you a nice little glow. And then we have another one that's going to help even out your skin tone. And it's kind of like another black tie event pill, because you won't peel with those.
The 2% lactic, which we have kind of deemed the glow pill, if you will.
Yes.
We do a lot of glow pill in combination with dermaplaning, too. So they dermaplane the skin, and then they'll finish it off with the 2% lactic pill. And that's a really great little quick combo, especially if you're trying to get ready for an event and you need something that's quick and easy that's just going to give you that glowing skin. We definitely recommend those two together.
If you've done those before, we never recommend you doing those if it's your first time, because if you're about to go somewhere and you've never done that and you have a reaction, we definitely don't want that.
Yeah. So we also give away a lactic pill, which is the glow pill, as our birthday gift to our clients. So with our VIP rewards program, that you scan the QR code when you come in, each time that you come to Smart Skin and you scan your QR code, that is your birthday gift from Smart Skin every year.
That's so sweet.
We used to do our vitamins, but now we do the glow pill.
I like the glow pill idea.
Yeah.
Because people aren't going to take vitamins every day.
So, and this is your friendly reminder that if you're not scanning your QR code for Smart Skin's VIP program each time that you come in for your visit, you need to definitely be doing that, because we give away a lot of really great stuff. We offer like $100 off a deluxe service on some of them, and then we'll do like a percentage off skincare sometimes. And those are, you accumulate those. And so just make sure that you're scanning your QR code for your VIP program each time that you come into Smart Skin, and that also opts you in to exclusive insight on any promotions, new treatment devices that we're bringing in as well. So you just want to make sure that you are signing up for that, so you have that info. So we also have some new equipment that your mom got to do like a week or so ago.
Yes.
And because she's finished her Scarlet treatments now too, like what was her feedback
on the Scarlet, she loves Scarlet anyway, because it has helped tremendously with the crepiness, especially around her neck. And now the newest one, the Nuba Tight, she was super excited to get that. She the redness went away by the time she got home, so within
And we treat her 45 on the severe settings too.
Yes, because she told me she couldn't feel it, and mm-hmm. she said, "Jennifer, I want you to turn it up." And I said, "Are you sure?" And she said, "Yes." So I was like, "Okay, we're doing severe settings on you."
And so we just did our light numbing cream on her for that too, and then the Nubifreeze, which is mm-hmm. basically the cryogen cooled device that helps just cool the skin down while you're treating. So that combination together, we've been getting some great feedback from our clients about how comfortable it is, super easy to get through. Mm-hmm. It's an erbium laser, so to get through that treatment and have great feedback is pretty impressive to me.
Less downtime, and the results have been really good, too.
Super customizable mm-hmm. With the tips that come on it. We have two different treatment protocols we can do with that, the stamping method and then the rolling method. So the stamping, you do 3 treatments 4 to 6 weeks apart. And with the rolling, you do 6 treatments 4 to 6 weeks apart. So it's really just about your timeline as far as which one of those protocols you want to go with. And mm-hmm. you don't have to have numbing at all for the rolling, which is kind of nice. And then
absolutely no redness.
Quick, yeah.
No downtime.
A quick 20-minute numbing for the stamping. So it's just a little bit of added time to do that treatment, but you're able to get through the treatment series quicker with that one.
Mm-hmm.
But we also can do hair with that too, which is really fun because we have our hair attachment with that so that we can treat the hair follicle size. And then with our new packages that we have for our hair restoration, we do the hair restoration laser, and then we'll do the LED light with it, or we have another package that also includes the Derive, which is the exosomes that's specifically for hair regeneration, and we can actually ultrasound that in versus having to microneedle it in, which I'm sure anybody that that has had like PRP injections or anything like that can definitely appreciate the fact that we can ultrasound that in versus having to needle it in.
Yes.
Because that's not fun.
Uh-uh, not at all. Even with numbing, with needles going into your scalp. So having the option to use the ultrasound is really good.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if you know this or not, but our exosomes, the detox and repair, comes in retail size now.
I did see that. So yes, that's really exciting, nice.
Especially since we have a booster available with our Luminous now that you can add the exosomes in for $75. You can add that booster in to your Luminous treatment. And then if you want to have the retail detox and repair with that, we have that available to take home now too.
Which is really good because the clients love the detox and the repair that comes with the exosomes anyway. So it's really nice for them to be able to buy the bigger size to bring home with them.
And it's like a travel size still too. So it's really easy to pack that with you whenever you go on a trip. And so whenever you are finishing one of these treatments, any of these kind of like a little bit more downtime treatments, what type of like skincare regimen are you recommending for them to use during their recovery?
During the recovery, I'm usually recommending either the Skin Nectar, which is really good to use before and after any of the downtime treatments or the more aggressive treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And also for extra moisturization, the Aftercare by Neocutis is really, really good, especially if you are more prone to more of the dryness after your treatments. The Aftercare is very moisturizing. And also the All Calm, it works really well. If you are prone to have more redness after the procedures, that's going to help calm down the skin. It's mm-hmm. also going to cover up the redness too, and it has 50 SPF in it. So that's always a plus because you do want to make sure you have sunscreen on and reapply your sunscreen throughout the day after some of these more aggressive treatments because you will be a lot more sensitive.
Speaking of SPF, did you just see in GroupMe where I posted that Color Science has just launched a new no-show SPF 50?
I actually saw it as I was walking up here.
Yeah.
I saw it and I had just clicked on it. So I can't wait to get that.
I put it in our order, so we'll have that available for retail. It retails for $44. And then I got some in back bar for us to use in the treatment room as well. So everybody's been asking for a clear SPF, and that is going to fit into that little.
That's going to be perfect. And too, especially for our guys.
Yeah.
To use the clear So they're really going to appreciate that.
We have the Skin Better that's kind of clear, but I think that this one is going to be a lot easier for our guys.
Yeah. Yeah, because they seem to want to put too much on.
Yeah.
And they can't ever get it all the way rubbed into their skin. Yeah. So the clear is going to be perfect.
I know my husband's going to be excited about it. He's always like snatching up any SPF for me that he can get. He texted me earlier and asked me if I had a vitamin C or a retinol-based eye cream. And I was like, we've got your IMAX. We've got it.
Of course. You asked the right person.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Maybe. So Sage can use the new no-show on his back of his neck and his head and stuff when he's golfing now, too.
Yes.
So we'll have to make sure that we get him some so that he doesn't get a little sunburn on his head again. Because he came back with a sunburn recently, so.
You did not have your products with you, did you?
One burn a year.
One burn a year. That's not acceptable. And then our IPL that we have. So we have two Viora platforms for our IPL, which is a fantastic option for sun damage and hyperpigmentation. We also have a spot size treatment on that, too. Tell me what you love most about our IPL.
With the IPL, I love the fact that we have the skin resurfacing or rejuvenation one that's going to shrink the pores, tighten, and it really just leaves your face real dewy and glowy and brighter. You may, with this that one, you may have a little bit of downtime as far as it may bring up some of your brown spots, so it's going to look a little worse. But you don't really have it much with that, with the skin resurfacing or rejuvenation filter. But if we're focusing more on the pigment, then you will. It will pepper up, and it kind of will just flake off on its own, or sometimes it just kind of fades away. You definitely don't want to pick at it, because it will make it worse. And you don't want to do that one in the summertime when it is really hot and you're out in the bright sun. Or if you're going on a beach trip, you don't want to do any IPL right before that.
No medication that causes sun sensitivity.
Yes.
No retinol right beforehand.
No self-tanner. Please, no.
We have all of our rules with IPL. We're like, we go through our little spiel. We say it to them. We text it to them. We verbalize it to them again.
And if you lie to us, you will blister.
Yes. Please don't lie to us.
Please don't lie to us.
I love that this platform has the different filters that we can use with it, and that it's contact cooling and controlled pulse configuration. So it's going to chill the skin before, during, and after the treatment. And so while it still feels a little bit like a rubber band pop, it's definitely a lot more comfortable than your traditional IPL was in the past. So I love that we can customize it with the different filters based on their specific needs. And then we can adjust the pulse duration on it too. So we can, you know, isolate something and treat it as aggressively or as not aggressively as we need to.
And then we also do treat a lot of rosacea with the vascular setting as well.
And broken capillaries.
And the broken capillaries. Mm-hmm. And we have gotten really good results with that.
Yeah.
And along with using the All Calm serum and with rosacea clients, they have seen a tremendous amount of improvement in their skin.
Yeah. This one does do some hair removal too, but I really love the results from the XLHR Cutera device for hair removal. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit faster. But if you do have like some, like a little mustache or something between your brows or a few little chin hairs, we can absolutely like hit that with the IPL for hair removal too.
Yes.
Which is really nice.
It works really good.
Yeah. So I need... You can also, if you got any bruising post, like Botox or anything, we can hit those bruises with the vascular setting on the IPL too, which is really nice to be able to treat that, those little mini bruises too.
Yes, and it really does help it quickly too. You'll notice it fading away.
And then so with the skin rejuvenation filter, essentially, it tricks your body into thinking that it's dehydrated. So it brings water to the surface of the skin. So that's part of that dewy, healthy glow look that you get with that filter.
I love that filter.
I do too. It's so nice. You can treat low, slow, and gradual with that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to have the sun damage and everything, be pepper up and have that downtime, you can always do the skin rejuvenation filter, and it will slowly and gradually break up and get rid of the sun damage and hyperpigmentation without having to go through that downtime. So it takes a lot longer to do it that way, but you do get a lot of the other benefits of the glowy skin if you're going that route.
Yes. And we do recommend doing them about four weeks apart.
At least 30 days in between.
Yes.
For that skin rejuvenation.
And we can also treat a little bit of acne problems too, with the IPL. And with that one, we can do it a little bit sooner than the 30 days. You can do it.
It's twice a week for that one, I think. So, because it's just adding oxygen into that bacteria to dry everything up with that filter.
And it helps. It works really quickly, too. And you don't really have any downtime with that. You may have a little bit of inflammation around the...
it's basically a baby version of the AviClear.
Yes.
You know?
It is.
It's like...
You won't get, like, the long-term results like you do with the AviClear.
Yeah.
But it definitely helps helps with that.
So we've done several treatments or several clients on AviClear now. Like, what kind of feedback are you getting?
With the AviClear, I've done several clients already, and they've completed their series. One of them is absolutely loving it. She's a little bit further out than my other ones, and her skin looks amazing. And she had a lot of cystic acne coming into it. And then I have another one that just recently finished up, and she did have her last little purge of the acne when she came in for her Diamond Glow, but she's noticed a difference too, and a lot of her cystic acne improving.
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of tricky sometimes with acne specifically, what's going to work for somebody and what's not. So luckily we have a lot of tools in our tool belt to kind of hit that acne from a lot of different angles, and that way we can find what's going to fit each person's specific individual needs. And so, you know, sometimes kind of like eczema and things like that, something will work for a while until it doesn't, and then you've got to swap it up and do something different. I know it's frustrating, but...
And just don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have the immediate results that you think you're going to have, because it can take even up to a year for it to get really, like, tamed and stop it completely.
Yeah. I know that Kelsey and Alyssa both have gotten pretty great results from it. Mm-hmm. Kelsey still is working on hers a little bit, but it's so much better than it was when she first started.
Yes.
Definitely.
It does. It looks so much better.
Yeah. Because it's just down-regulating that sebum production. So you just also kind of have to work on some of that at home, too, with, you know, diet and your overall health and everything, too.
And with AviClear, we can't spot treat. So that's where the IPL will kind of come into play if you just have, like, little small areas that need to be treated.
Yeah.
Because we have to treat the whole area with the AviClear.
Yeah. So... next week I'm going to have Erin on the podcast from BTL, and she's going to talk to us about some really exciting things. We've already been getting our boxes in. So we've brought on the M Face. We have also brought on Exeon, which will be delivered at the end of this month. And we also will be bringing on the Edge applicators for M Sculpt Neo. So she's
going to
be talking with me about all of those things, but we are so excited. We've been waiting on the Edge applicators for I cannot even tell you how long. That is going to be so incredible to be able to treat the flanks with that. You can treat biceps and triceps at the same time. You can treat two areas on your legs at the same time. So us being able to offer that treatment is going to be game changer. And then the M Face, which is going to be so excited. We had a bus tour for that. A lot of our clients got to demo it already. So we have clients that have already, like, scheduled for their appointment.
Yes.
We don't even have it set up yet.
Yes.
But it's super easy. It's fast. It's only 20 minutes. It does not hurt at all. My mom and I both got treated with it. And you do, at least 4 treatments. If you're 50 or 60, you're probably going to need 5 or 6. But definitely we start out with 4, and then it's going to really make such a big difference in our treatment results with that. So we're really excited, and I can't wait to talk to Erin next week a little bit more details about it so we can educate everybody on it.
Yeah, so y'all got to make sure y'all listen in for that one, because that's going to be really exciting.
Yes. So, well, Jennifer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me
again. Just chatting with me about sun damage and hyperpigmentation. So you all make sure that you're protecting your skin this summer with your SPF so that we have a little bit less to have to treat in the fall.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining us today on SmartCast, and we will see you next week.